So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Masna Shemer Chinam Li is Pata Mishavua. A voluntary Shemer who is generally Chai Bishavua to confirm the loss and that he was not negligent can stipulate with the owner that he accepts the item for safekeeping on condition that he is exempt from that Shavua. Vashayel Li is Pata Milashalam. And a borrower who is generally Chai Bishalam can stipulate that he shall be exempt from payment. Noisisachar Vahasaychel Li is Patur Mishavua Umilashalam. A paid shamer and one who rents an item who are sometimes chayav b'shvua and sometimes chayav l'shalom can stipulate that they shall be exempt from both. The Gemara asks, Amai, kalamasta mashakas b'tera t'nai batal. Why are these conditions effective? A t'nai which contradicts a Torah obligation is not effective, and these conditions contradict the Torah's obligation for these shamer. The Gemara answers that this t'nai is not considered masna mashakas b'tera, because d'mikara lo yishibid nafshei. He made the t'nai before he became a shamer, and as Rashi explains, he only consented to become a partial shamer. The Gemara cites a braisa, umasna shamer sachar liyeis kishayel. A paid shamer can stipulate that his obligation shall be upgraded to that of a shayel who is chayv bakoil, even though he does not actually use the item. However, Shmuel adds, b'shakonu miyadai, the shamer sachar must make a kinyan to become obligated. Rabbi Yechanan says the Shemir Socher does not need a kinyan because by hi hano the konafik leikola the inish mehemnehu gomer mshab ben nafshe. He obligates himself to become a shayel through the benefit that he becomes known as a trustworthy person. The Mishnah proceeds with several features of a t'nai. V'chol t'nai sheyesh maise b'tchilasei t'nai batal. A t'nai must be stated before the maise is stated, as in the t'nai b'nei gadu b'nei ruven, where they stated the t'nai of imyavru and afterward the maise of unesatim. However, if the ma'isa was stated before the t'nai is not effective. Only t'nai that it is possible to fulfill is effective. However, as the Gemara infers, a t'nai that is impossible to fulfill is not effective. Rav says this is actually machlekes in Masechtas Kitten, and our Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema. However, the Chum hold avabish yevshel lekaima b'seifer t'nai kaim. Handelach Perak HaSeicha, Sapayilu Mer Baruch Hashem completed the 7th Perak of Masech Deba Metziya, and we will now begin the 8th Perak, HaShoyil HaSapara Be'ez Hashem. Zok the Mishnah, HaShoyil HaSapara V'shol Ba'leho Imo Oysocha Ba'leho Imo. If someone borrowed a person's cow, and simultaneously asked the owner to work for him for free or for pay, or Shol HaBailim Oysocharen V'achakech Shol HaSapara, he first asked the owner to work for him and then borrowed the cow. Umesa Potter. If the cow died during the loan, the shayla is not liable because the pasuk states in ba'alav ima lo yishalom. And as the Gemara later explains, this pasuk refers to hoyi ima b'sha she'ela. The owner was working for the shamer at the time of the loan. Aval shayla sabpar v'achar shayla sabayilam oy secharon umeisa chayiv. If he first borrowed the cow and then asked the owner to work for him, if the cow dies, the shayla is liable because the pasuk states ba'alav eini mo yishalom yishalom. And as the Gemara later explains, this pasuk refers to lahoyi imay b'shas she'ela, v'hoyi imay b'shas onsei. The owner was not yet working for the shayel at the time of the loan, and even though the owner was working for the shayel at the time of the cow's death, the shayel is liable. The Gemara proceeds with a mission in the previous parak. Abar shayim rimheim, shemechinam v'ashayel nesesacha v'asecha. As the Gemara there explains, there are four types of custodians with three levels of liability. Shemechinam nishbalakel. A voluntary shamer is exempt with a shvua from all possible occurrences. However, if he was pesheya, careless, he is liable for all occurrences. Vashoyel mishal mesakel. A borrower is liable for all possible occurrences, even though he provided a sufficient shmir. 3 and 4, nesisacha v'aseicher. A paid shamer, one who rents an item, are exempt only from occurrences that are considered an oinus, unavoidable, but they are liable for all others that are not an oinus. Therefore, nishboin ala shvura v'ala shvuya v'ala mesa, they become exempt with a shvur if the animal was wounded, captured, or died, an oinus. U'misham mesaved v'segneva, they are liable to pay if the animal was lost or stolen, not an oinus. The Gemara proceeds with the sources for the Dalet Shemrim. The Torah in Parashat Mishpatim discusses three types of Shemrim. Tan Rabbanan, Parashat Rishayin Nemer b'shem Mechinam, as it states, Ki idin ishal re'eyu kesev v'keilim lishmar, b'gunam v'beisa ish, if the Bekadim was stolen, the Shemer is exempt with the Shavua. Parashat Shniyah, B'Shem Mesachar, as it states, Umeis a nishba in nishba ein raya, shvus Hashem ti bin shneim, v'lukach ba'ala v'lo yishal. If the bekadin died, broke, or was captured, the shomer is exempt with a shvuah. V'm gana v'gana v'mima yishal l'balav. If the bekadin was stolen, the shomer is liable to pay. Pasha shlishis b'shayil. As it states, v'chiyishal ishma imre'e v'nishba umeis, ba'alav ein ima yishal mishalim. If the bekadin broke or died, the shayil is liable to pay. The Gemara explains, although the first two parashas do not indicate which shomer they each refer to, however, the first parasha must refer to Hashem Mechinim because the pasuk is most lenient in that he is potter Megneva, while the second parasha must refer to Hashem Sachar because the pasuk is most stringent in that he is Chayav Megneva. And although in the first parasha there is also a greater stringency, Shekem Misham Tashlumi Kevel B'Tayin Tainas Ganav, if the shomer swore falsely that the Bekadim was stolen, and it was then discovered that he actually stole it, he's considered a ganav and he pays kefil, while in the second parasha, she'ein mesham tashlumi kefil, in this situation the shomer does not pay kefil because he was already obligated to pay keren from when he claimed it was stolen. Nevertheless, the second parasha is considered more stringent, because karen b'lei shvuah adifa mekveil b'shvuah. There he pays keren even without a shvuah, while in the first parasha he pays kefil only after he makes a shvuah. And we see that keren b'lei shvuah is more stringent than kefil b'shvuah because the hashayol kolano shaloi ve'in mesham el keren, a shayol who is the most stringent shomer because he receives all the benefits from the item, nevertheless pays only keren b'nai kefil. Thus we have established the sources for shay mechin and patim b'gneva, naisasach v'asech l'chay b'gneva, v'nishbo'in ala shvura v'ala shvuya v'ala mesa. The Gemara proceeds with two sources for naisasach v'asech l'chay b'aveda. According to the opinion of Lo Amrin Dibur Torah Kalashim Le'Adam, the Torah does not speak in the manner of people. The source is in the words, Im Ganav Yiganav Me'ima Yisham Labalav. The pasuk repeated the word Yiganav to teach that the Shomer Sachar is Chayiv if the item was lost. While according to the opinion of Amrin Dibur Torah Kalashim Le'Adam, the Torah does speak in the manner of people, and the repeated word Yiganav does not teach an additional halacha, the source is through a Kal V'Chomer. If a Shomer Sachar is liable for Geneva, that is closer to an accident, then certainly he is liable for Aveda, that is closer to negligence. The Gemara now proceeds with the source for Shoyel Mishalim Es HaShavuya, because the Pasuk of Shoyel states, V'nishbar Oymeis Shalom Mishalim. Although the Pasuk mentions only Shavur Oymeisa, that are Oynosa de Salika Daita, an accident that is common, while shvuya is einasa delay salgadaita, an accident that is rare, the word oy is superfluous to teach that a shayl is chayiv even for shvuya.